Section 5. Summary. This report has treated one overall view of the augmentation of human intellect. In the report, the following things have been done. 1. An hypothesis has been presented. 2. A conceptual framework has been constructed. 3. A picture of augmented man has been described. 4. A research approach has been outlined. These aspects will be reviewed here briefly. 1. An hypothesis has been stated that the intellectual effectiveness of a human can be significantly improved by an engineering-like approach toward redesigning changeable components of a system. 2. A conceptual framework has been constructed that helps provide a way of looking at the implications and possibilities surrounding and stemming from this hypothesis. Briefly, this framework provides the realization that our intellects are already augmented by means which appear to have the following characteristics. A. The principal elements are the language, artifacts, and methodology that a human has learned to use. B. The elements are dynamically interdependent within an operating system. C. The structure of the system seems to be hierarchical and to be best considered as a hierarchy of process capabilities whose primitive components are the basic human capabilities and the functional capabilities of the artifacts, which are organized successively into ever more sophisticated capabilities. D. The capabilities of prime interest are those associated with manipulating symbols and concepts in support of organizing and executing processes from which are ultimately derived human comprehension and problem solutions. E. The automation of the symbol manipulation associated with the minute-by-minute mental processes seems to offer a logical next step in the evolution of our intellectual capability. 3. A picture of the implications and promise of this framework has been described, based upon direct human communication with a computer. Here, the many ways in which the computer could be of service at successive levels of augmented capability have been brought out. This picture is fanciful, but we believe it to be conservative and representative of the sort of rich and significant gains that are there to be pursued. 4. An approach has been outlined for testing the hypothesis of item 1 and for pursuing the rich and significant gains which we feel are promised. This approach is designed to treat the redesign of a capability hierarchy by reworking from the bottom up, and yet to make the research on augmentation means progress as fast as possible by deriving practically usable augmentation systems for real-world problem solvers at a maximum rate. This goal is fostered by the recommendation of incorporating positive feedback into the research development. That is, concentrating a good share of the basic research attention upon augmenting those capabilities in a human that are needed in the augmentation research workers. The real-world applications would be pursued by designing a succession of systems for specialists, whose progression corresponds to the increasing generality of the capabilities for which coordinated augmentation means have been evolved. Consideration is given in this rather global approach to providing potential users in different domains of intellectual activity with a basic general-purpose augmentation system from which they themselves can construct the special features of a system to match their jobs and their ways of working. Or it could be used, on the other hand, by researchers who wanted to pursue the development of special augmentation systems for special fields. Section 6. Conclusions. 3 principal conclusions may be drawn concerning the significance and implications of the ideas that have been presented. First, any possibility for improving the effective utilization of the intellectual power of society's problem solvers warrants the most serious consideration. This is because man's problem-solving capability represents possibly the most important resource possessed by a society. The other contenders for first importance are all critically dependent for their development and use upon this resource. Any possibility for evolving an art or science that can couple directly and significantly to the continued development of that resource should warrant doubly serious consideration. Second, the ideas presented are to be considered in both of the above senses, the direct development sense and the art of development sense. To be sure, the possibilities have long-term implications, but their pursuit and initial rewards await us now. By our view, we do not have to wait until we learn how the human mental processes work. We do not have to wait until we learn how to make computers more intelligent or bigger or faster. We can begin developing powerful and economically feasible augmentation systems on the basis of what we now know and have. Pursuit of further basic knowledge and improved machines will continue into the unlimited future and will want to be integrated into the art and its improved augmentation systems. But getting started now will provide not only orientation and stimulation for these pursuits, but will give us improved problem-solving effectiveness with which to carry out the pursuits.